Mr. Speaker, today I rise in my maiden address in this Honorable House as a parliamentary representative for Great Lakes. So I note that you have presented to us in your letter adherence to the standing order. However, I crave your patience as I take this opportunity to thank a few persons before I focus on the 2012-2013 estimates that are before us. First, I thank the Almighty for his continuous mercies and blessings and the opportunity provided at this time to serve my people. I thank the people of Rosalie for their trust, support, and opportunity to serve them. I thank my numerous intercessors who continue to lift me up day after day. I thank the Honorable Prime Minister and my Cabinet colleagues for their guidance and encouragement. I thank the staff of the Ministry of Commerce, Business Development, Investment and Consumer Affairs, and our allied agencies, the NDC, the Bureau of Standards, the Metrication Secretariat, the Free Zone, and the Rose Lake constituency for their support and cooperation. I thank my key stakeholders, the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, the Manufacturers Association, CISBA, the Coalition of Services, the National Consumer Association, the Bakers Association, and others for their collaboration and cooperation. I thank you all. I am eternally grateful. Mr. Speaker, the theme for this year's throne speech, All Things Are Ready If Our Minds Be So, is a clarion call to all conclusions, to dig deep into our being, to display the resilience of a people that are strong enough to manage and direct our own destiny by having the conviction and confidence to believe in ourselves. The message was clear. It was a message of hope, a message of faith, a message of resolve, a message of prudent management. Presented differently, the message is, we can make it happen. Together, we can rise. Mr. Speaker, I venture to predict that together, we shall rise. Mr. Speaker, today we are looking at a total budget in excess of $1.4 billion, an overall increase of $120 million over the fiscal year 2011-2012, of which the recurrent expense estimates rounded off to $962.9 million, and capital expenditure is at $494.9 million. We have increases in recurrent expenditure of $67.6 million and $52 million in capital expenses, respectively. Mr. Speaker, this year's budget will be financed primarily through loans, grants, and local revenue, with loans and local revenue taking up a greater portion. This, Mr. Speaker, is in keeping with the Wednesday's pronouncement by the Governor General that we are largely on our own, and as a nation must rely on ourselves and on each other if we are to prosper. This budget, though large, is being allocated to financing critical areas. It focused primarily on employment creation, construction, and improving business environments with a huge legislative agenda, all geared towards stimulating and modernizing the economy. In so doing, we are giving our people an opportunity to be competitive industrious and successful in this challenging global environment. Mr. Speaker, the area of focus in the estimate reflects the thinking of a government that recognizes the challenges of its people. It also reflects the willingness of a government to have faith in its people. It shows a government keeping its promises. It shows a compassionate government recognizing a difficult economic situation and its willingness to take steps to alleviate the pains and discomforts of its people. It shows a government focused on prudent management and committed to transforming this economy through the hard work and determination of its people. Mr. Speaker, my contribution to the debate on this 2012-2013 estimate will in the main include explanations on the recurrence and capital expenditure and program of my ministry, and this will be followed by comments on capital expenditure of other ministries that will affect my constituency of Grosvenor. The total budget for the Ministry of Commerce, Business Development, Investment and Consumer Affairs for the financial year 2012-2013 is $18,165,000. This is a 22% increase over last year's figure of $14,302,272. This is a reflection of government's focus on improving the business environment and stimulating export-led growth in the economy. The recurrent budget is broken into the following programs: Head 4201, Agency Administration; Head 4202, Commerce and Industry; Head 4203, Consumer Affairs; Head 4204, Small Enterprise Development Unit; Head 4205, Documentation and Information; and Head 4207, Investment Coordination. Mr. Speaker, these expenditure heads and its contents, the program, have been influenced by discussions held with our key stakeholders, the business community, Chamber of Commerce, CISBA, Coalition of Services, Manufacturers Association, among others. Under program head 201, Agency Administration, is an amount of $1,944,867. This is an increase of $449,000 over last year's figure. Provision has been made for the appointment of a trade advisor and legal officer to strengthen the ministry's capacity to assist the private sector in taking advantage of the evolving international and regional agreements. Increases are also made to professional and consultancy, training and communication boards. These areas are essential to support and improve quality service and promote public-private partnership and collaboration. There is also a line item of $229,000 for utilities. For commerce and industry, we have a line item of $521,031, and that is an increase over last year's figure, because last year's figure was $436,389. This represents minor staff adjustments to ensure continuity within the department. Consumer Affairs, Program Head 4203, is an amount of $14,661,992. And that's an increase of $3 million over the previous year. And this makes provision for an anticipated increase in the cost of basic commodities of rice, flour, sugar. Government continues to explore options for containing the ever-rising cost of these items. On the program 4204, SEDU, the amount is $707,404. And Mr. Speaker, this program makes provision for 9 staff members versus the current 6 staff members. This will bring SEDU staffing to its full complement approved under the structure. The increase in personnel is necessary to place the ministry in a better position to address the myriad problems faced by the medium, small and micro business sector. Over 76% of our businesses are categorized as micro and small. On the program head 4205 documentation, we have an amount of $129,460,000, and this is included to cater for training at the secondary school level on the CSME and CARICOM matters, and will be augmented by additional funding from the CARICOM Secretariat. On the program head 4207, investment coordination, we have an amount of $210,246. The ministry has responsibility for investment coordination and oversees the operations of the National Development Corporation. This expenditure head is for staffing of the investment coordination unit within the ministry. The unit will spearhead the business environment thrust of the government and is being supported by the World Bank Doing Business Project. This fundamental gesture by the government to improve the funding of those positions within the ministry at a time of scarce resources speaks to the high priority that has been placed on business development at this time. The ministry will ensure that it also takes time to look at the quality of our services and the skill set that is being demanded of it. By filling the critical positions, the ministry will be better positioned to carry out its mandate and address the many challenges that exist in the business environment. Under the area of capital budget, Mr. Speaker, the ministry has a figure of $5,941,030. This encompasses 11 projects, 6 of which are new, and we have 5 that are continuing. This represents an increase of 37% from last year's budget and is intended to address the undermentioned areas that have far-reaching and positive implications for the economic development of our country. Mr. Speaker, a dynamic, strong, and resilient private sector is key to rebuilding this economy. This ministry, along with its agencies, develop a capital program focusing on business improvement for growth with the acronym BIG for the new financial year. Consistent with this strategic outlook, the new initiatives presented are expert development, business enabling environment, support for micro and small business enterprise, enhancing our public image, and developing the service sector. I will now speak on these capital programs that form part of the estimate. And program head 4201217, development of the service sector, we have an amount of $176,783. Mr. Speaker, the service sector exists in all economies because they are first and foremost the facilitators of economic activities and important contributors to the quality of life of all citizens. We have areas such as infrastructure services, utilities, construction, transport, telecommunications, and financial services. And they support all enterprises. We have education, health, and recreational services, which influence the quality of labor available to enterprise. While we have business and professional services, providing specialized expertise to increase enterprise competitiveness. On the other hand, we have the quality of government services, which determines the relative efficiency of the business environment in which enterprise operates. The environment for service sector development has changed dramatically in recent years, and the increase in bilateral and multilateral trade agreements that includes liberalizing market access and the acceleration in information and communication technology that makes cross-border delivery of services a feasible alternative. This is how the domestic service sector must be considered in the spirit of economic integration to ensure global competitiveness. Recognizing those factors, the Ministry, in collaboration with the St. Lucia Coalition of Services and Industries, embarked on a comprehensive development strategy for the service sector in St. Lucia. To develop the service industry competitiveness and formulate a cohesive national strategy. The process is ongoing, Mr. Speaker, and this year the allocation of $176,783 is allocated to support these activities and initiatives. On the program head 4202205, Industrial Development Assistance, we have an allocation of $213,486. This program is important because a key objective of the ministry is to develop world-class enterprise to drive St. Lucia's competitiveness in the global market in the medium and long term. The industrial development assistance has been a key feature of the ministry's efforts in assisting firms in the manufacturing sector to enhance their overall competitiveness through direct intervention. Given that this is the last year of the three-year program, the ministry has refocused the program and will be targeting approximately 20 firms in the food and beverage, furniture, and textile subsectors. It is expected that through this level of intervention, the beneficiary firms will, one, boast of more efficient production processes, which will in turn translate into the delivery of better quality products. Two, benefit from the transfer of knowledge and new technologies, which will further strengthen the national technical skills base. Three, increase output of products which meets required international standards. Four, accelerate export growth. Five, increase their competitiveness. Six, increase employment and highlight new potential areas for investment. Example, high value-added agro-processing. Also, Mr. Speaker, the expenditure head will also pay for a comprehensive review of the program to identify success stories and areas for future work. Export development, and that is line item 4202228, where we have $2,845,000. This includes a grant from CARICOM Development Fund and government contribution of $820,000 for the implementation of the National Export Development Strategy and the work of the National Trade Export Promotion Agency. Mr. Speaker, the Trade Export Promotion Agency, for short, the TEPA, has already been established, and legislation to create the National Export Development Council will be presented to Parliament in the near future. The TEPA will be equipped with key essential resources to perform the critical role of supporting private enterprise in the export development efforts. Underline item 4202230, establishment of a national trade information network. This project is being supported by ITC, the total cost of which is $1,153,261, with government contribution of $436,000. The program relates to the development of a trade information network, which is an essential complement to the export strategy implementation. The activities proposed are intended to develop national level capabilities and equip several national entities with the capacity to systematically and strategically contribute to the Export Development Trust. Program head 4202231, Business Incubator Program, and there's an amount of $569,500 here. And that program builds on the foundation of a business incubator study and implementation framework that was undertaken by the United Kingdom Business Incubator, Inc. in 2010. The goal of that program is to support the national enterprise development effort, while at the same time build on the success of similar successful enterprise initiatives implemented previously. The Enterprise St. Lucia Business Incubator Program is expected to serve as a framework for providing enterprise development and growth support services to startups and existing businesses in St. Lucia. It involves the refurbishing of an existing factory shell owned by the National Development Corporation to function as a physical business incubator for location of potentially successful micro and small enterprises. The facility will also serve as a virtual outreach support center for non-resident MSEs included within the National Business Incubator Program. Mr. Speaker, through the implementation of this initiative, a multiplicity of specific national business and economic development objectives will be pursued, and the main focus is to, one, provide critical support to young businesses during the most vulnerable phase of their establishment and development. Such support may include, among other things, affordable space, shared support, and business development services. Two, it will provide a boost to small business development and promote entrepreneurship. And three, it will contribute to proactive and deliberate efforts and measures to encourage, inculcate, develop, and mobilize the entrepreneurial spirit of the population of St. Lucia. The allocation of $569,500 is seed funding by the government of St. Lucia, and we will be seeking additional funding from external donor community in the ensuing year. Budget head 4202232, indigenous natural dyes and pigments. This allocation is for $200,000, and this initiative is expected to provide a boost to efforts to develop the local creative industry that has been earmarked as a priority sector for economic development. This project was conceptualized for the enhancement of the arts and crafts sector and seeks to increase the volume of indigenous inputs to reduce the level of imports and produce high-end quality and value niche items. Fundamentally, it is a response to the long-standing cries of and complaints from that sector about the high cost of dyes and pigments by embracing a new innovative approach that has far-reaching possibilities and opportunities as a new area of business. This is a new initiative. It has niche markets and, Mr. Speaker, limitless possibilities for St. Lucia. Under budget head 4202233, e-commerce policy and strategy, we have an amount of $225,000. Mr. Speaker, the way in which business is translated globally has changed and continues to change. A concerted effort has been spent on the development of an e-commerce policy and strategy with the objective of promoting economic development and diversification through access to a reliable and secured ICT infrastructure. This would increase efficiencies and reduce the transaction cost of doing business in St. Lucia. It would also support public education and training in the field of electronic commerce. The implementation of the e-commerce policy and strategy will facilitate the modernization of the economy and cause St. Lucia to fully integrate into the world economy. In this regard, a secretariat under the ministry is proposed. The secretariat will play the lead coordinating role in the implementation of that strategy. Budget Head 4202234, Vendor Development Program, with an allocation of $100,000. The vendor program is still at the early stages of development, Mr. Speaker. With this allocation, the program seeks to provide a policy and strategic framework for the development of the vendor subsector that will maximize on the industriousness of the diverse men and women who day after day pull their trays along the streets and byways of St. Lucia. We believe as a government that it is time that we pay significant attention to them. And this we have done by putting $100,000 in the budget at this point. My ministry will be engaging the vendors to jointly develop a program of support. Yet another public-private partnership in motion, Mr. Speaker. Program Head 4203206, Establishment of a National Certification Body. This allocation, which will be utilized for the establishment of a National Certification Body of St. Lucia, this is proposed as an independent unit within the St. Lucia Bureau of Standards that provides third-party accredited certification to international standards and will be responsible for the certification decisions, including granting, maintaining, renewing, extending, reducing, suspending, and withdrawing certification to agencies and companies on island. The guiding principle of that center will be based on international standards ISO IEC 17021 of 2011. The benefits to the business, to the businesses and the economy of establishing the National Certification Body includes reduced cost of certification to international standards, access to accredited certification services on island, increased numbers of local companies certified to international standards, improved product and service quality, maintenance of consistent product and service quality, increased competitiveness of St. Lucia's products and services, including level of export and increased revenue from exports. 7, improve business practices and improve efficiency of operations. 8, improve customer satisfaction. And 9, international recognition of the St. Lucia brand. Program item 4207201, development of a national investment policy. And we have a very small allocation there of $42,500. This amount is expected to fund the ministry's new investment initiative regime. The new regime is expected to replace the existing fiscal incentive regime of 1974. It will include measures to encourage investment and enhance public benefits from investment. It will also cover policies for transparency and non-discrimination of investors and dispute settlements. With respect to our international investment profile, the National Development Corporation is being refocused to bring a true one-stop shop that will facilitate all investment activities. Finally, Mr. Speaker, under my ministry, we have Budget Head 4207202, and that is enhancing the investment environment, and we have $187,500 assigned to this budget head. This amount will, among other things, fund a national investment policy. In addition to the World Bank Doing Business Project, the broader program to improve the investment environment and global competitiveness will be captured in the investment policy. The investment policy will take into consideration other components of the business environment, such as factor markets, product markets, infrastructure services and the factors that constrain the performance of our homes and private investments. Mr. Speaker, with your permission, I will now focus a bit on the second part of this of my presentation, where I will highlight some of the capital expenditure that affects my constituency. Mr. Speaker, the allocations that I will speak to are as follows. 35,909,789 allocated in the Office of the Prime Minister. 11,688,334 to the Ministry of Home Affairs and National Security. 24,613,123 to the Ministry of Agriculture. 95,885,273 to the Ministry of Infrastructure. 105,475,837 to the Ministry of Finance. 53,957,15 to the Ministry of Tourism. 32,296,224 to the Ministry of Social Transformation. 43,482,472 to the Ministry of Education. 41,112,273 to the Ministry of Health. And 9,262,500 to the Ministry of Youth Development and Sport. Mr. Speaker, you may say that I'm speaking to the entire capital estimate of $494,922,000,000. And you are correct, Mr. Speaker, because it is within these 10 expenditure heads that my people of Gozini will get the fair share of the financial cake. Mr. Speaker, page 494, budget head 5272, the NICE program in the Office of the Prime Minister will no doubt bring some soulagement to the high unemployment situation throughout the nation, but more specifically through the Grozile constituency, from the Grozile town to Marisil to Corinth to Asukanal to Degazon to Diramo to Monsepa. The cries are the same. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Our youth, the elderly, the single parents, they are all singing the same chorus. I want to thank the Minister of Finance for his first year allocation of over $45 million to this NICE program. Mr. Speaker, as a government, we have kept to our word. We empathize with our people, and this is signaling that better days are ahead. Mr. Speaker, page 499, budget head 36. I speak specifically to the program 2205, installation and replacement of fire hydrants. Mr. Speaker, in Grozile, the fire service helped us, and us, I mean the town council of Grozile, in the flushing of the drains, in addition to the all additional works of firefighting and ambulance service provision. I need to take this opportunity to thank the chief fire service and his men for their support. On the program line 36-16-217, we have an amount of $1,407,395 for the procurement of fingerprint identification system. Mr. Speaker, the issue of crime is of grave concern to members of my constituency, especially the residents of Tappe State, Rodney Bay, Corinth, Bella Rosa, among others. And I know that this capital expenditure will, to some small measure, reduce the fee. I thank the residents of Rodney Bay in particular for constructing the sub-police station. I am aware that it has not fully solved their problems, but it is a work in progress, and I crave the patience a bit longer. Mr. Speaker, I refer to Budget Head 3618234, where $500,000 has been expended here. And I note that there is an intention to repair and maintain police stations. And I'm asking the Honorable Minister to remember the grossly late police station. My visit to this facility revealed that the officers are in need of some improvements to their accommodation. I therefore thank the Honorable Minister for whatever help that his ministry will provide to the Grosley constituency and to the police officers of Grosley and to the firemen of Grosley. On the Budget Head 41, Ministry of Agriculture, Program 6233 of 1,150,174 Youth Agri-Entrepreneurial Projects. I welcome this program, Mr. Speaker, for the potential positive impact it can have on the youth of Deramo, Monchi, Labon, Grandier, Rivière Mitin, Jessicwe, Monier, Ravin Makok, among others. My ministry is happy to work with the Ministry of Agriculture in making this project a reality. We need to turn agricultural projects into viable businesses, and I believe that this is the only way in which we will attract our youth to agriculture. I thank you, Mr. Minister. Under Program Head 6219, Fisheries Development Program. Mr. Speaker, I'm delighted at the focus of the Ministry of Agriculture on the fishing industry, both for my fishers of Rosalie and for the youth of Rosalie. Because when I met with my fishers in Rosalie, they asked for three things. And with your permission, I will tell you what they are. They asked for the installation of pads. They asked for repairs to the damaged landing sites. And they asked me to ensure that they get the fuel rebate. So I am happy, Mr. Speaker, to see Program Head 6216, Fish Aggregate Device, with some $200,000 allocated to it. I am happy, and I'm happy that my fishers, the needs are being addressed today. And I'm also happy that the Honorable Minister of Agriculture has agreed to meet with me on Saturday to meet with my fishers. Thank you, Mr. Minister. Mr. Speaker, Program Head 43, page 502, Ministry of Infrastructure, with an allocation there of 95,855,273. Mr. Speaker, not all my constituents are happy, but a large portion now. For road repairs, my people of Monte, Deramo, Boseju, Redri Park are very happy. Thank you, Mr. Minister. On the road cleaning program and debushing program, I received commendations from my people in Grosley Town, Papa State, Boseju, Rodney Bay, Moshi, Rivière Mitin, Grand Rivière, Suya, top of the road, top of the world. That's the road debushing program. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, I know that the amount looks small, and I know that the ministry has significant infrastructural work in the areas of Sucre, Pointe-Saint-Jacques, Bexon, and others as a result of Hurricane Fiona. However, I would like to take this opportunity to bring the plight of my constituency to the attention of the minister. Road repairs, my people of Kassaba, Aslavut, Marisil, Piat, Cape State, Bella Rosa, Faustin Development, among others, are crying. And Mr. Minister, I have asked them to wait patiently. So I'm pleased asking you to see how best You can dry the tears for me, please. On the project head 437256, river desilting, we have an allocation of $5 million. I commend the ministry for the work started thus far in desilting the various rivers around the island, and for the work that you have started in the rivers of Badawash and Corn. But Mr. Minister, one thing I would like to emphasize for our engineers and those desilting, by walking around and talking to the residents of those various places, on at least two occasions, I have been informed that we have to pay attention to the clearing of the mouth of the river. Because most times we do this silting upstream and don't pay attention, sufficient attention to the mouth of the river. So please, because I know my people of Corinth have experienced significant damage from the current river. And I'm really hoping, I'm happy that you have started very early, Mr. Minister. So I'm really hoping that this year they could receive some soulagement. So thank you, and thank you on their behalf. Under the program for drains, program 437256 again, there is need for significant attention to drains throughout the constituency. In Grosley Town, for example, the drains don't function, and we really have to look at it again. As a result, we have significant stagnant water throughout, and in order to address that, we've had to seek the assistance of the fire service to help us flush the drains out every quarter. At Rodney Day, for example, Mr. Minister, there is an urgent need for a drain next to the Lime restaurant. This has significant implications for our tourism products, and I urge you, Mr. Minister, to help in that particular regard, because I have visited the site with the Minister of Tourism, and we are getting significant negative feedback. So please help us to deal with that particular item. Still on the area of drains for Grosley Town, Mr. Speaker, the slabs over the drains were poorly constructed, and several of them are broken, especially in the area where we have the Friday night. And I have been informed that at least two visitors have actually gotten injured by getting into these holes. So these are potential liabilities to our government. So I would be very happy if you could take some notes and some attention be paid over the slabs of the Grosley Drain.
Honourable Member, you have 15 minutes remaining to conclude your contribution.
Another 15 minutes? Alright? Okay. Alright. I thought I had more time. Okay. Mr. Speaker, under the Rural Electrification Program, no, where is that head? Budget head, Mr. Minister, for Rural Electrification? What's the budget head for it? Minister of Finance? All right, I'll just get you there. All right. Under the, what's the budget head? Ministry of Finance? Rural Electrification, I must speak to that, Mr. Minister, Mr. Speaker, because we have a request from the entire constituency of the persons from Asu Canal to Nobe, to Marasil, to Piat, Rivière Mitan, Monjiro, Lafayette, Ravine Makok, among others. I know we have presented a listing to the Honorable Prime Minister, and I would like to take this opportunity to ask our people to wait just a little bit more, longer, and that particular need will be addressed. On the budget head, 435240 bridges, we have an amount of $13,375,000, and I need to bring to the minister's attention our concern with the Shock Bridge, the Astu Canal Bridge, the Badawans Bridge, and I saw some motors started there, the current Badawans crossing. So, Mr. Minister, thank you for whatever work you'll be doing in our area. I know, again, we are competing with a lot of other areas, but I need to ensure that the issues affecting my constituency are articulated. For Ministry of Finance, on page 504, budget head 442631, Urban Community Infrastructure Enhancement Program. Mr. Speaker, under that head, under budget head again, 4226211, Water Sector Rehabilitation and Improvement Program, $15,251,827. Water is a national crisis. Every community in my constituency has one water problem or another. My task today is only to inform my constituency that I know that they've been waiting for a long time for a permanent solution to their water problem. And I need to inform them today that this government, your government, is committed to dealing with this matter once and for all. I therefore welcome this line item in this estimate. On page 505, Mr. Speaker, Ministry of Tourism, budget head 461208, improving the competitiveness of the rural economy through community-based eco-agro-tourism. We have $4.8 million there. We also have budget head 463211, development of the pleasure craft sector, which is yachting, $43,100. And then we have under budget head 4610203, heritage and creative industries, $2.5 million. Mr. Speaker, I am very excited with these three program heads. I know the youth of La Bonne, Monchi, Monnier, Rosie Le Town, Bosseju, the boys at the back of Volney, Astu Canal, Montsepa, Marisol, Corinth, Guarivier, and Piat are waiting patiently. I look forward to working with the Ministry of Tourism to cause some of these programs to take effect in the Grozny constituency. I thank you, Mr. Minister. On page 507, Ministry of Social Transformation. There are several programs under this ministry which impact my people of Grozny. I take this opportunity to thank the minister for its far-reaching social program, and I look forward to working with the ministry to ensure direct benefits accrue to my people. The details of the programs are as follows. Program 51266, establishment of beach park facilities, and this is an assignment, this is an allocation of 882,232.33. Mr. Speaker, this program is a facility at Pigeon Island. This project has started and has to be completed, but there are some issues of concern that I need to work with the Ministry of Social Transformation in seeing how best we can make this program and project effective. On the project head 513268, Community Development Program, expansion of the after-school program, we have $3 million for that. And I know, Mr. Speaker, that my parents of Grozny will welcome this program. We have many single parents who are concerned that the children are left on their own while they are at work. and this program of tutoring, mentoring, guiding, and disciplining our young people is an investment in our future. I thank you, Mr. Minister. We have program 5111281, and that is a STEP program of $4.5 million. 5111281. Yeah, Mr. Speaker, young and old have benefited from the STEP program, and the youth of this program now for beautification and slope stabilization is welcome, especially in certain parts of my constituency. When we go through TIAT, Beau-Séjour, the slopes as a result of runoff water is an area, an issue that requires investment. So I am very thankful that we have $4.5 million in the program for this STEP program, in the estimates for this STEP program. Mr. Speaker, on the budget head 514270, could mention see, we have $3 million there, and I suspect this is assistance in education and housing. And again, I see great benefits to my people of Gozili. On the program head 5116202, we have some $300,000 there, and that is for regional cemeteries. Mr. Speaker, this program is very, very important for the Gozili constituency, because at the moment, the Gozili Cemetery is near capacity. I cannot tell you how urgent it is. So I am working, I'm hoping to work again with the Minister of Social Transformation and his ministry in ensuring that this program becomes a reality. Under the Ministry of Education, page 519, budget head 5215207, we have an expense line allocation of $1.2 million for single mother in life skills, acronym SMILE, and program head 5216208, an amount of $500,000 for youth empowerment program. Mr. Speaker, both programs will have direct positive impact on the young ladies and young men in my constituency, those employed as well as those unemployed. Mr. Speaker, they have waited patiently, and I am happy that we can deliver what we promised. Both programs will improve the quality of life of our people. Thank you, Mr. Minister. Budget head 5213203, repairs and rehabilitation to school plans with an allocation of $250,000.
Honourable Member, you have 5 minutes left to conclude your contribution.
Mr. Speaker, I believe that this project here will benefit my current school, and on behalf of the teachers and students and parents, I thank the Minister for finally addressing the problem of that school. On the budget head, page 510, budget head 5315203, health, repairs to health center, $600,000. Mr. Speaker, I believe that I have two health centers in my constituency, one in Moshi and one in Gwarigere. I have visited them, and I know they are in need of repairs. So I am hoping that the Honorable Minister will make my health workers and my users of those two facilities happy. I thank you, Madam Minister. Under budget head 5319204, $679,452, and that is structural renovations of the Grocery Polyclinic. Mr. Speaker, I'm a happy person today, and I take this opportunity to thank the Honorable Minister, for collaborating with me in addressing the problem of the Grozny Polyclinic. I must remind my people of Grozny that I promised to increase the open hours of the polyclinic. And today, I'm pleased to report that these opening hours will be extended. We usually try to keep our promises, and I'm happy that I've kept mine today. Mr. Speaker, I will speak a lot more on the issue of health during our the debate on the appropriation bill. I'm also happy as well that this program head will address the issue of extending the waiting area. Because only this week, Mr. Speaker, starting near the Grozny Polyclinic, we have our people at 7:30 in the morning, young and old, still lining up outside the gate. That is not good. And I'm happy that the minister has placed this allocation there to ensure that we have better sitting facilities and waiting facilities for our people. Thank you, Mr. Minister. On the project head 64-1201, Ministry of Youth, page 512, we have several programs there, Mr. Speaker, and I am very happy with these allocations. Youth Development Program, 1.175 million, establishment of playing fields. I'm not sure I'm getting a little bit on that, but upgrading of multi-purpose. I have to negotiate, but upgrading a multi-purpose court, the grocery, the fences and a multi-purpose court, the fences are down, Mr. Speaker, and I am hoping that my colleague will take care of that. Sports for all. What I must say, Mr. Speaker, that when walking around my constituency, during my discussion with my youth and community groups in Piat, Raisley Park, Cedar Heights, Degazon, Ravine Macaw, Boseju, the cries for sporting and recreational facilities were deafening. On the other hand, Mr. Speaker, where there were facilities, there were no effective programs for use of those facilities. I know our needs are great, but I'm hoping that this young minister will deliver on some of these programs. I need to take this opportunity to thank the National Tennis Association, Mr. Speaker, for the good work that they're doing with the grassroots tennis program. There is need also in Grozny for an active sports council, Mr. Minister, and I am really hoping to work with you in bringing this to reality. Mr. Speaker, I will end my presentation with a short prayer from Psalm 65. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withheld his love from me. I thank all for your patience.